So make yourself, you're already comfortable, make yourself comfortable at the Cryon home here in this room. And soften your energy, relax into the space you are. Take as much breaths as you need in the ways you are accustomed to. Bring yourself into your center, into the present moment, more connecting with your energy that is part of your body, but the energy is what creates the body, with your field, with your Merkaba. Merkaba, Cryon says many times, it's a Hebrew word that means to ride. But its origin, its composition of three words in ancient Egyptian, which Mer means light, Ka means body, Ka means spirit, and Ba means body. Mer, Ka, Ba. And connect more with your energy field, with your Merkaba, that extends up to 27 feet around you. So you're all sitting in each other's Merkabas. Whenever you interact with anyone, you're in their energy field. So extend yourself from your energy field, and through that beautiful organ we call our hearts, which is in a way an engine for that energy fields, for your multidimensional DNA. Luminous, radiance, colorful. Some can even hear interdimensional sounds and see colors that beyond earthly colors, and see symbols or patterns all intuitively through your inner vision, your inner sight, moving yourself through the dimension of the body into the dimension of the energy. It literally constantly speaks and communicates the Merkaba. It is also where all your Akashic lifetimes and memories are stored in your DNA. And when you need, you take another breath and you expand and go deeper, deeper, connecting more with the energy. And what you see, feel, sense, imagine, or even think. Letting the mind rest and opening the heart. Opening the heart that connects you to all that is, to the source, to your divinity, to your light, pure consciousness, to the grandness of your soul. vast, infinite, eternal, that has no beginning and no end. That always exists in a now space, everywhere. You can tap to it in just a fraction of a second, anytime you wish, simply by dropping into your heart. An opening to the elevated emotions of compassion, of unconditional love, of deep peace, of unbridled joy, of harmony and balance, of beauty and benevolence. Recognizing the magnificence of yourself, the sacredness of your soul. The infinite of you that always was and always will be, and just made another short visit to this planet we call Earth. You are galactic being, being on many other planets, even universes. How far back you can see yourself from a perspective of quantumness, you are eternal, we all are, and where we're not on Earth, we're in a complete state of oneness with everything. And what we are asked to do all the time is to bring that state of oneness, of unconditional love, of peace, into our daily lives. Just by being here, getting up in the morning, talking to our partners, making breakfast, taking a shower, going to work, dropping the kids or the grandkids at school. Giving a beautiful smile at the grocery store when we check out. Picking up the mail at the post office. And even at the stoplight when someone passes us without paying attention. Extending our compassionate heart to everything we are doing in every moment. This is the real journey of what it is to be a light worker. It's in everything we're doing. It's not a goal to get somewhere or to be a speaker or a channeler or an accomplished meditator or a yoga teacher. It's in everything you're doing. And if you are becoming a speaker or channeler or a yoga master, that's great. But it's about the journey and everything that you're doing in every moment. And synchronicity and spirit will bring us, always will bring us, more moments to practice our compassion in action. Because this is what we came here to do. And yes, sometimes it's hard, but we are never alone, and we are accumulating, practicing, working constantly with ourselves, realizing more who we are and the power that we have, the light that we have, the knowledge and the wisdom that we have. It's all in us, not always mental, but it's in the feeling. In the feeling, always there. If words don't come to you, the feeling always does. You know it's always there to support you. That wash of love from spirit that you feel when you slip into your Merkaba, your vehicle of light, your temple of light. This is more real than our body because it's everlasting. Just that sometimes our physicality and density is a bit stronger. But our true reality is energy. So let us all together in this morning, laying a beautiful foundation for the information and energies and messages and love that will pour and already pouring from all the benevolent beings and the crying entourage that is creating a beautiful space for you energetically here. Let us open our hearts. Find the joy and gratitude and appreciation, not only for yourself, but your connection that you have from yourself to spirit, to them, to us, and create a very strong coherence with our Merkabas, interlocking themselves into one beautiful, powerful Merkaba of this group. There will never be another group like this, with this group, specific group of soul ever again. But its timelessness, its energy, its vibration and resonance and frequency will live on forever. And what you do here energetically also in some way imbues this space, this place, this lighthouse, this building with your energy. And whoever comes after that, the next groups or individuals, they will feel it. They will feel our love, our compassion, our soul. They will not know what, but they will feel something was happening here, and I feel good. And we never know what this energy will do, what it will open up in their lives. We never know that. We think that we make all these plans and our logic and our mind tell us to do certain things, but beyond that, there's so much other stuff happening that we cannot see and we don't know, but it's happening and it's affecting and changing lives. Just by our presence, by our intention to be a light worker, conscious light worker, that keeping its lighthouse always lit always polished, always bright and shining, without saying one word. It's the greatest gift you can give in your lifetime now to humanity. And Spirit always asks us to love ourselves even more. Love ourselves even more. That's the key. No matter what, love ourselves even more. There was a request for another hum, so let us hum together our light and resonance.